Yo, I saw something on Twitter a few hours ago when my show started, 2 hours ago, and I hope it's not true, but it goes back to what I was saying about Steve Cohen. So I don't know if you guys follow Foul Territory. It's a baseball podcast. Shout out to Scott Braun, Eric Kratz, Todd Frazier, AJ Pierzynski. Ran into those guys at the All-Star game last year, and they brought me on their show. And they've blown up since. I think it's one of the best baseball podcasts out there. And they have good social media as well. And they put out a tweet around 10:30 that said, did Steve Cohen just hint at the Mets selling at the trade deadline? As I'm sitting here talking about what Cashman's going to do being buyers. And then it says Cohen later deleted the tweet. So Mets News and Links puts out a tweet that says, Mac, some afterthoughts on last Sunday's Let's Blow It Up post. And then right under the post, like, right under the post, there's a screenshot where Steve Cohen replies to the tweet. And he says, all in the future, not much we can do until trade deadline. And I laugh because Steve, right? People tell me to stop replying to people on Twitter. People tell me to ignore things on Twitter. I'm not a billionaire. Steve Cohen, get off Twitter. For real, delete the app. You don't have to do this. There's no reason to be posting and deleting. Showing up to the Knicks games, repping the Mets with the matching colors, sitting courtside, being seen. I get that. But the Twitter stuff is not helping. You have a tortured fan base that is in an era where you told them they'd win a World Series. You have a tortured fan base that's in an era where they thought your money was going to buy them a chip and that you would get the best players every year. You were going to get Judge. You were going to get Ohtani. You were going to get Yamamoto. And now there's a philosophy change, and that goes back to what I was saying before about Steve Cohen. This is a team and a franchise searching for an identity. And then you have a rookie owner who seems to be trying to find himself. Are you going to be money bags? No. Now you're going to be, I got the money, but I'm letting David Stearns do his thing. And I don't care if we lose right now. Last year you said you weren't going to put a team out there that embarrasses us. Steve Cohen speaking about the Mets and the Mets fans. Aren't you a fan? That was the whole thing. You grew up a Mets fan. This is a passion project. You get to make Mets fans happy by retiring Doc Gooden's number, putting a Tom Seaver statue out there, bringing the black jerseys back, Old Timers Day, Queen's Best Dance Crew. 877-337-6666. Just get off the Twitter, bro. When I'm rich one day, when I'm famous one day, I'm not tweeting anymore. There's no point. I'm still building. I'm still becoming. I'm still interacting with people on Twitter that are like, you said Aaron Judge was hurt. Take it back. No, I'm not taking it back. Jim is in Hackettstown, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Jim? Hey,
good morning, Keith. Nice to speak to you. I usually call on the weekend, so I called early, you know, at the beginning of the year, and I, you know, listen, it's no big secret. I thought the Mets would be, you know, 500 team at best. Listen, the Phillies and the Braves aren't scared of the Mets, but that's not really what I want to say to others. So you have to explain something to me. This franchise does everything backwards. First of all, I don't know why they ought to have a 7 days a week. They might as well just have a different uniform for every day, number one. Number two, when I would call on the weekends, I couldn't understand why wouldn't they want to sign Pete Alonso? I mean, to me, he's the face of the franchise. At this point, if they're not going to sign him, they should definitely trade Lindor and him, and they should start all over. It should start from scratch.
I think they might as well. And I don't want to be premature with this, but you did start over by kicking Buck to the curb. He's not going to get another manager job. Billy Epler gets fired. It's the David Stearns era, so why not start from scratch? You can't just like...
And that's Keith, that's a great point, too. Okay, I'm not a Mets fan. I grew up being a Mets fan, and I'll tell you, I live here in New Jersey. I'm 61 years old, and the reason I was a Mets fan was because I had a black and white TV, Channel 9 came in good, and Channel 11 didn't. Okay? That's how I started.
Simple as that.
Okay. So anyway, but good point there. So I don't understand. First of all, for Mets fans, they don't want Yankee players, right? They don't want Yankee players. They don't want Yankee managers. So they had Buck. Buck, I thought, was a little pompous. He's a little, you know, too full of himself, but whatever. You can't tell me Mendoza is going to be a better manager than Buck. Why?
No, and it was never about a better manager. It was getting the manager to do David Stern's bidding. That was not going to challenge him. That was not going to go against what he saw fit for the team, for the lineup that day. They work together.
Yeah. So, I mean, would you agree that they don't seem like they want to sign Pete Alonso?
I mean, supposedly he turned down 7 years and over $150 million in the offseason. They have an owner that prints money.
That seems like a little awful offer, you know. You know, I guess, you know, people want to, you know, complain about Pete Alonso. The guy does everything he wanted to do. He gets paid to hit home runs, gets paid to drive RBIs. I think since he's entered the league, he's in the top, I want to say he's in, I saw a stat, I think he's in the top three.
Home run hitters? Home run, yeah.
Of home runs and RBIs. So if he's doing exactly what you're paying for, you know, I don't know what he can expect, you know?
Yeah, he's not having a great start to a walk year where he's hired Scott Boris and is trying to be one of the higher paid first base. I don't know. He is a face of the franchise. But what I've said about Pete Alonso for these last couple years I've been on the fan is that this guy has had to sit around and watch everybody else get paid around him.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, Judge wasn't so hot at the beginning of the year. Now his stats are looking pretty good.
Yeah,
right? So,
yeah. Now that contract's looking like, hey, we're all right.
You know, that can happen a lot with Alonso pretty quick. But, you know, like you said, to me, he's the face of the franchise. He hasn't played for any other organization. But if they're going to let him walk, then trade Lindor. And, I mean, and forget about getting Soto, because who the heck is going to want to go to a team without Lindor?
That Soto conversation has evaporated. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jim. Nobody is talking about Soto. And I tried to tell you how to stop that. Doesn't make any sense. Juan Soto is going to leave the Yankees that win every series, that are the best team in the American League, arguably, that are in first place, and say, yeah, I want to go across town to the dysfunctional Mets, who, you know, the new owner comes in, promises World Series, then backtracks, get a new president of baseball operations, fires the legendary manager, fires Billy Epler, brings in this guy. This guy brings in a manager that was a bench coach for the Yankees, brings in a couple other former Yankee players, a couple other random guys that nobody's really heard of, but they actually should be better than they are. And you already have the existing contracts from the start of the Steve Cohen era. But now in the middle of this, like, five-year window of the Steve Cohen era, it's the David Stearns era. And it seems like there's a disconnect between the players on the team.